Banff, adrenaline junkies, outdoor enthusiasts, and film lovers need look no further as the Banff Mountain Film and Book Festival is back for its 48th year. There were 486 films from 40 countries submitted to the annual festival, which was narrowed down to 84 finalists from 13 countries, ranging from heart-pumping action and conversation-opening environmental films. People come together, they watch films about things they like to do together in the mountains and then reflect on them, said Joanna Croston, festival director. It's a real vehicle for discussion and coming together as a community, a real source of energy and inspiration for people. So, it's hard not to want to be part of that. The movies will screen in person at the Banff Center and Lux Theatre and online starting October 28 till November 5. Artsplace in Canmore will also be hosting some feature films as well as mixed film programs. On November 5, the film award ceremony will reward 8 films with cash prizes amounting to $35,000 across 10 categories and a grand prize. Leanne Allison, a local filmmaker and longtime Canmore resident, is showcasing her 5th film in the festival, Losing Blue, which explores the vibrant blue lakes that are now fading due to climate change. The lakes are blue from sediment carried from glacier melt that scatters light and causes the lakes to exhibit their bright color. The film showcases the lakes from a variety of perspectives as Allison wanted watchers to feel like they've seen and been to the lakes. I hoped that they leave the film just seeing lakes differently, seeing the color blue differently, seeing the time we're living in differently, said Allison. Losing Blue was also screened at the Calgary and Toronto Film Festivals. The film was made with the National Film Board of Canada and is also available online. Allison's Finding Farley won the grand prize in the 2009 Banff Mountain Film Festival. Out of 215 book submissions, 33 were narrowed down to be in the running for awards across 8 categories. The winners raked in $29,000 and the grand prize winner will be announced on November 2. We have a really big trade show, typically where a lot of outdoor brands come and showcase their new gear, and there's backcountry ski lodges and nonprofits as well who are all here, said Croston. This year's festival marketplace will be on 2 levels, which is almost double the size of last year. The marketplace will run from November 3 to 5 in the Kinnear Center. We've added another free event stage, which is called the RAB stage. And on that stage, we'll have tons of interesting free events, so you don't have to buy a ticket at all, said Croston. The RAB stage will host talks, forums, a new photo rodeo, and a student video contest. The festival photo rodeo will have 4 photographers going head-to-head telling stories of how far they will go for the perfect photo. More information on the festival can be found at www.banffcenter.ca/film-fest.